Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jersey Joe is already sounding off diesel on the stream. Let's see here.
That's just talking in Jersey.
Well, that's true, too. This is a mouthful. Let's see what Jersey Joe says when it comes to high school football. Don't even get me started with the high school playoffs. Number one, there are way too many teams in each classification. Number two, how does a team with 3, 4, or even 5 wins make the playoffs? Should a minimum of 6 wins to qualify for the playoffs, and then you take the top 8? Ridiculous if you ask me, but what do I know? And with that being said, we look at the first-round matchups of the high school playoffs, Diesel, that do involve a lot of underperforming football teams. Let me put it that way,
well,
unfortunately.
To Joe's point there, I completely agree. I completely agree. Teams with sub-500 records should not be making the playoffs.
Yeah.
If that means at different classifications you only have a 4-team playoff or an 8-team playoff, fine. Go for it. What do we hear from Lou Bezjak of the state newspaper and all the different people that we talk to about high school football? That for a lot of parents, travel is a problem. It's an issue. It's financially burdensome. You know how you help alleviate some of that burden? You cut some of the games so you don't have to travel and go on the road all the time for multiple weeks through the playoffs. If we don't have enough teams to have a 16-team playoff at each division, at each classification that have plus 500 records, then you need to shorten the playoffs down to 8 teams.
So here are the first round matchups of the teams in our coverage area. And yes, some of them are bad teams. They won't be playing next week. There might be an upset. I'm not saying there won't be an upset, but I don't think there will be many. I hadn't picked many. You've got Bowling Springs Malden on Friday, a rematch. J.O. Man Spartanburg. Eastside Gaffney, first round Diesel, also a rematch. Nation Ford Greenville, Riverside Hillcrest. That's the game that I am going to this Friday with Burns being off. I'm going to watch Riverside and Hillcrest. You have Emerald Fountain Inn, Lancaster Seneca, Dreer at Daniel, Greer at Camden, Pickens at Westside, Blue Ridge at Wren, Carolina at Powdersville, Pendleton at Broome, Union County, a 1-win team, at Crescent, St. Joseph's at Mountain View Prep. West, by the way, I think that game's going to be played at St. Joe's Diesel because Mountain View don't have a home stadium. That's at least the word I've gotten as of late. West Oak at Woodruff, Wahala at Christchurch, Palmetto at BHP, Chapman, another 1-win team, at Southside Christian, North Central at Clinton, Chesney at Fairfield Central, Blacksburg at Chester, and Great Falls at Abbeville. A reminder, Burns is off Friday. Diesel in 5A, there are 4 teams in each classification, or each division, rather, that have byes, and Burns is one of those teams. The second round will have some really good matchups, but I don't know. We might have some lopsided affairs from what I'm seeing here in the first round.
Yeah, I don't like a team that just had a good season having to play a 1-win team because What if you get somebody injured and you lose somebody in that game that is not going to be available for a better matchup the following week? Tell me about – you said a couple of those were rematches, especially you said that the Maldon versus Boiling Springs game was a rematch. I don't know if there were others. How did those games go the first time around?
Maldon beat Boiling Springs the first time. If I can, I'm going to sneak over to that game. So I'm going the Riverside Hillcrest. Hillcrest and Maldon aren't too far apart.
Yeah.
Depending on Diesel, if one of the two are lopsided or not, I would like to be able to sneak over to maybe the other one at halftime. But Bowling Springs-Maldon is a rematch. And I just saw Bowling Springs on Friday. Burns played Bowling Springs, and it was lopsided. But Bowling Springs lost to Maldon back early in the year. Maldon's a team that's playing good football, and I know the old saying, it's hard to beat a team twice, but as of right now, man, my early lean is Maldon. I just think they're playing better football right now. And then the other one you mentioned, Eastside Gaffney, it's also a rematch. Gaffney won the first time by 5 points. It was a close game, 40-35. Eastside's a good team. I don't think it'll be as close this time. I think Gaffney probably pulls it out. Again, the saying is true. It's hard to beat a team twice, but Diesel, sometimes the better team is the better team. You know, sometimes you just... you are what you are. So I think those two rematches could be interesting. I'm excited about Riverside Hillcrest, Jackson Free versus Gideon Marib. I think that could be a lot of fun to watch. Two really good quarterbacks. And then, like I said, the teams that are on byes next week, I think we'll have some really good matchups in the second round of the playoffs.
Well, Cole, we're not done talking high school football today. Coming up in the 5:45 segment, we're going to get into a juicy story that Dutch Fork head coach Tom Knotts believes somebody from Irmo broke into their Huddle account and was watching their practices, figuring out things they were going to do. That's a wild story. I can't wait to get into that in just about an hour on the show. But coming up next, Holos, it is your opportunity to sound off. We've had a lot of text messages today, and that's great, but we want phone calls. 844-326-3663. What do you have to overreact about from the past weekend in sports? Call us up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.